What was the name of your elementary school?
I went to Grove Elementary School in Morton Grove, Illinois.
In the elementary school, you were then getting involved in gymnastics.
Right, because typical in PE class, we got exposed to lots of different sports. We had wrestling, and we had track and field, and baseball, and dodgeball, scooter soccer. We did all those activities like every school did. When they had that little session on gymnastics, kids were trying forward rolls and cartwheels, and it just seemed natural for me. And I had already been, like I said, walking around the house on my hands. So when they asked kids to try a cartwheel or a forward roll, I could do it easily because it's something I had been doing in the park for years already in advance of that.
So then you're on to junior high school?
Yes. I went to Parkview Junior High School. Once again, in the Chicago suburbs, we had great public schools, and we had great opportunity to participate in school sports. So even at my high school, which was Niles West High School in Skokie, Illinois, we had a full-size Olympic pool. We had a full-on wrestling program, gymnastics, besides baseball, football, basketball, as every school had, and swimming and diving, tennis, track and field, cross country. We had a lot of opportunities to participate in high school sports. Interestingly enough, the gentleman who was the high school PE teacher took me all the way to my first Olympics because we had facilities. He happened to be an expert in gymnastics, but he was employed as the PE teacher. He was not some kind of private club gymnastics guru. He was the PE teacher at the high school that also taught driver's ed, and he took me all the way to the Olympics.
Yeah. What year did you graduate from Niles West?
I graduated in the spring of 1976. And I went to my first Olympics in Montreal the summer of 76. And then later that summer, I came down here to Norman, Oklahoma to be coached by Paul Zert at the University of Oklahoma.
But backing up, you entered competition either in or out of high school?
Yes. In junior high school, I was competing in junior Olympic type events around the region and then eventually nationally. By the time I was 14, I think I was the junior Olympic national champion. The first Junior Olympics I participated in was 1972 out in Spokane, Washington. I became the Junior Olympic champion there. You know, I was a pretty good little gymnast in my community, but I didn't really know how I matched up against other gymnasts around the country until I went to the Junior Olympic National Championships and I won. That's when I realized, I guess on a larger scale, I'm pretty good at this.
Did you do some training competing at the local YMCA?
I did, in fact. There weren't very many opportunities for young boys to do competitive gymnastics because back in that era, most boys started gymnastics in the high school program. So maybe they were 13 or 14 by the first time they got exposed to gymnastics. It was actually quite progressive that at 10 years of age, I was doing so much training because back then people didn't do it at that early age and specialize in a sport at that early age. Nowadays, it just seems commonplace. There's private gymnastics clubs and kids start at 2 or 3 years old and away they go. Starting at 10 back then was considered pretty progressive. We didn't have many programs. I could work out 1 or 2 days a week at the high school with the high school team and the high school coach with the permission of the principal of the school and the athletic director and my parents. But also they had an organized program at the Evanston YMCA, which was just a short drive from our house. They had about 12 or 14 boys around my age that were on the Evanston YMCA competitive team. We were a good team, and we would travel throughout the Midwest. We would compete against other teams and other YMCA teams from St. Louis and Minneapolis and Des Moines and all around the Midwest. That's when we really got fired up about gymnastics because we would come home with box loads of trophies, and we thought we were pretty hot stuff.
But did you always win?
No, I didn't always win. In fact, in the early part of my career, when I went to Evanston YMCA, there was a young kid who was a year younger than me. He was stronger. He had, I think, a better foundation for gymnastics, and he was more gifted physically than me as a gymnast. So for many years in the first part of my career, I was always second place to Tim Slotto. Tim is my friend to this day. He runs the University of Michigan's foundation, which is a huge entity up there in Ann Arbor, Michigan. I was always envious of him because he was a little bit stronger, he was a little bit more daring, and if it took me 3 weeks to learn a new skill, he could do it in 3 days. So I was second place for many years of my career as a junior, and then when he became a senior level competitor, I was also second place many years to a kid named Kurt Thomas, who was one of the best American gymnasts of all time. So I spent a lot of time in second, third place. I wasn't always winning, and I think that's also an important part of my character now.